With Jamie Newman, of course, he was, stuck in that college type of offense at Wake Forest, the up tempo RPO one that really leaned on his mobility and not necessarily his arm talent. And we never really got to see him in that pro style offense that we were supposed to see at Georgia this past season. And so I would probably have to say if any of them become a starter, I would probably have to say it would either be Jamie Newman or Davis Mills, and I would probably pick Jamie Newman over Mills in the situation just because there's so much more unknown. There's more upside there. I mean, we definitely saw some of the traits from Davis Mills, and he was a five-star recruit. He has quick decision making, but me personally, I'm not too confident in him actually panning out. With Jamie Newman, it's just like I said, it's that offense he was stuck in. He did show the accuracy. The receivers really were not all that great as far as separation goes. He had to throw into a lot of tight windows. Was second to only Joe Burrow in tight window passing grade in 2019. Second to Burrow again in the Power Five in deep passing grade. His excellent touchdowns field. We just, some of the reads he had, and he didn't really have show any instances of really manipulating defenders. He's going to be the true developmental quarterback. But out of those four, I would say he's probably the one I think has the best chance to be a starter. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't bank on it at all whatsoever.